Psalm 66, to the chief musician, a song or psalm. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth hath spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Hallelujah! Our God is mighty in all his works, and terrible in the greatness of his power. There is none like him that turned the sea into dry land, so that Israel could walk through safely on foot. He rules by his power forever over all the nations. He raises up whom he chooses, and he puts down the rebellious that exalt themselves. He holds our soul in life. He upholds us and establishes us by his grace. He brings us into trials to test us and to prove us. He lets us be afflicted and oppressed by men and the enemy. He does all this to purge us of our sin, our selfishness, and our pride, and to teach us to trust in him, and to rely only on him, and to praise him no matter what things we go through. And then he shows us his goodness and grace by giving us breakthrough and deliverance from our enemies. He brings us out into his blessings for his great name's sake. Let us gather together with his people in the house of the Lord and bring our offerings unto him. Have you made any vows or promises to the Lord in your affliction and distress? Well, let us be sure, when the time comes to honor our word and pay our vows, let us not lie to ourselves and to the Lord. No, let us honor him with the honor that he is due. If we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. But if we fear him and seek him and cry out to him with all our heart, then he will hear us and he will attend to the voice of our prayer. He is faithful. And he is most blessed forever. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. So make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. For all the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Selah. Psalm 66.